Welcome to the second segment of I'll Be FCCing You. And now for some more history for one of the most obscure gay albums of the 70s. The band was called Mickey's Seven, and the album was Rocket to Stardom, released in 1975. The lead singer, Mickey Brewster, had reportedly been featured in gay erotic magazines. The cover of the album could not be much more suggestive. It shows several shirtless young men riding an unmistakably phallic rocket, and some suggestive photos are on the back. I'll quote from the album jacket. Mickey steals the show for the whole ride, every inch of the way. And for those of you who are not already fans of Mickey's, you know that seven does not refer to the number of the guys in the band. Ah yes, the record's producer was never known for his subtlety. He was Roy C. Ames, and for a number of years produced records out of Houston, Texas, where he also ran into trouble with a grand jury on obscenity charges. He started an 11-year prison sentence the same year the Mickey's Seven album was released, so he wasn't around to do any promoting, but that's another story. The Mickey's Seven album includes songs such as Rock Around the Crotch, Funky Butt, Uranus, and the next two you'll hear, Stroke My Spoke and I've Got My Right Hand.
And can't see I want the best. So release me from your arms. Let me try out my own charms. I can do it better myself. I don't need nobody else. I got my only love, and she fits inside a glove. I got my right hand. Baby, don't grab my balls. I throw you down the hall. Go pull up me a pan. I don't need you for my romance. Cause I got my right hand.
Is that what you do with your right hand?
Right hand!
That's not what I do with my right hand. I've been doing something else since I was 7 years old. He ain't killed me yet. Come on, slow this down.
I got my right hand.
Come on, stop.
Mickey 7 from the album Rocket to Stardom. Now, the next album I'm featuring has got to be much more obscure than the Mickey 7 album. Musically, it's just as competent. But by design, it was not intended for commercial success. Its lyrics were very gay and very explicit, and very inspired by San Francisco's leather scene, with song titles like The Whip Song, Left Pocket, Right Pocket, and Folsom Street. It's kind of a mystery who the artists were. On the album it says, "Many thanks to the very talented musicians and singers of San Francisco who performed on this album, but prefer to remain anonymous." Well, in 1980, I probably would have remained anonymous also, especially given the album's title and group name. Are you ready? The title was Sleaze Attack, and on the cover it says it's by Can You Fuck 'Em and How. I'll spell that for you. First word is C-A-N-Y-A, and the second is P-H-U-C-K-E-M. Oh, and for an artistic touch, the how in and how had an E on the end. I won't describe the cover's artwork. You'll have to visit my site to see it, and that's at www.queermusicheritage.com, where I've got lots of goodies to share with you about all the not-for-radio songs on this show. Now, on to the music. From the album by Can You Fuck 'Em and How, here's In a Sling and Warm Wet Feeling.
Does your master know? In a sling for a perfect stranger. Hairy arm, what a sweet arrangement. Five fingers probe to start the show. First the knuckles, then the wrist. Then the elbow, make a fist. Losing all control. In a sling for a perfect stranger. Hairy arm, what a sweet arrangement. Five fingers probe and don't show. Don't show. Gently swinging to and fro. Slowly pressure starts to grow. Getting hot below. In a sling for a perfect stranger. Hairy arm, what a sweet arrangement. Five fingers curl and move slow. Move slow. In a sling for a perfect stranger. Hairy arm, what a sweet arrangement. In a sling for a perfect stranger.
just a warm, wet feeling. Happiness is just a warm, wet feeling. When we drink our beer, we get the feeling. Fill the bladders, almost bust. Our bellies make us cry. Where's the John? Oh me, oh my. Happiness is just a warm, wet feeling. Happiness is just a warm, wet feeling. Soaking Levi's now are so appealing. Boots recycled, two toes that swim in soggy shoes. One more beer and what's to lose? Happiness is just a warm, wet feeling. Happiness is just a warm, wet feeling. Happiness is just a warm, wet feeling with you. Puddles on the floor are so revealing. What goes on there nightly? In the back room, at the bar, in the alley by your car. Happiness is just a warm, wet feeling. Happiness is just a warm, wet feeling. When we drink our beer, we get the feeling. Filled up bladders almost bust. Our bellies make us cry. Where's the John? Oh me, oh my. Happiness is just a warm, wet feeling. Happiness is just a warm, wet feeling. Happiness is just a warm, wet feeling with you. Warm, wet feeling. Happiness is just a 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 warm, wet feeling.
And if I have to explain those songs to you, well, I'm not going to. But lyrically, this next song should fit right in. It's from 1983. Here's Leather Nun with their song, FFA.
You don't remember me, and I've forgotten you. But it's not so long ago that we fist fought too. Strangers in the night see the world in black and white. Lost souls and a burning blood. Forgotten sons and a brotherhood. Twisted values and a wrecked mind. Greased warriors of a rejected kind. Let's fist again. Let's fist again. Let's fist again. Like to do it with a gun, but you know me, I'm no dove. I like to do it the natural way. I like to do it the natural way. Your mistake when you thought I hesitate. my greased fist. I shove my greased fist. I shove my greased fist right up to your cross grain.
Well, that song just goes on and on, so I'll fade into one called Uncut.
I love it, Uncut. I've had a foreskin fetish as long as I can remember. I guess I'm just looking for one like my daddy's. Anyway, I know I've always wanted my men as natural as possible. You know, rough around the edges, furry everywhere else. A manimal. Come here, fucker. Rub your beard against mine. Every man should have a beard. Stroke mine. You know you've got hot hands. I'm into hands. Man hands. Wide. Big thumbs. Big veins. Veiny hands and veiny cocks are my two biggest turn-ons. I'm into nipples, too. Play with mine. Hard. Harder. Yeah. Lift your arms over your head. Let me smell those pits. Let me breathe you in. Yeah. A man should smell like a man. A natural man. You know, I'd be happy for you just to hold me. But why don't we get those pants undone? Yeah, fucker, that's right. Pull it out. Play with it. Get it hard. Pull the skin back. Let me breathe you in. Man, oh man, is that ever heaven? Let me savor the smell. Yeah. Let me hold it. Nice. Real nice. Let me taste it. I was born to grovel on cheesy dick. I'm a cocksucker and proud of it. Foreskin is my specialty. Man, could I go to town on you? Let me worship you. Would you like that? I'll do whatever you want. Would you like to fuck me? I'm ready right now. I'd love feeling you up my ass. You know what I'd like best? You know what would really send me? Feeling you slide in and out of your skin as you fuck me slow and deep. Face to face, tongue to tongue, slow and deep. It into me when you come, fucker. Make me feel it. Make me take it. You know, I may not have a foreskin of my own, but I can experience yours. Thank you, man. Thank you. Thanks for sharing.
I wanna suck you. I wanna. take my time, go real slow, 'cause it really gets me off. Don't say nothing, don't try to speak. Your legs are strong and I'm on my knees. I wanna suck you. I wanna look me in the eye. I ain't no backdoor man. The boys don't know, but the men understand. I wanna suck you. I wanna suck you.
After FFA by Leather Nun, you heard sort of a monologue by Joseph Victor Seeger. It was called Uncut, and it's from his 1993 album, Self-Portrait. I kept with the theme and followed it with a song just called Suck. That one was by Slowjack, from his 1997 album, Naked. I'll give this next act the award for the loudest song on this show, and probably the one with the most repetitive lyrics. It's from their self-titled album from 2002 called Super 8 Cum Shot. Obviously, that song was called You Make Me Wanna Come. Now, after two albums, I understand Super 8 Cum Shot changed their name to the lead singer's name, Jinx Titanic, because they could not get advertising or mention in the press. Gee, you think they would have thought of that.
When you pop a boner in the shower, hoisted like a flag for all to see. Give us a good peek at your tumescence, be nonchalant, act naturally. When you cruise the hallways of a bathhouse, adopt the suave behavior of a vet. Every sex club has a code of manners. Observe these rules of bathhouse etiquette. Saunter by, wink, fiddle with your nipple. Puff your perfect pecs and swish your hips. Grab your basket cause you're going shopping. Then barge right in and kiss him on the lips. Yawning in the sauna is verboten. Giggling is considered trés outrés. And when you pop a boner in the shower, don't blush, be proud, display.
Now that was cute. That was Papa Boner from the AIDS movie Zero Patience from 1994. The movie also had a priceless song called The Butthole Duet, but it's just not the same without the visuals. Well, after all that, we better take a break for some safe sex, and I just happen to be able to fill the bill. In 1994, an artist I greatly respect, Tom Wilson Weinberg, produced a CD to commemorate Stonewall 25. The album contained only 5 songs, but they were all winners, all written by Tom. This one, sung by Wayne Barker, is called Safe Sex Slut, and it's followed by a singing condom.
He's a safe sex slut. He's a latex nut. Ooh, he's so alluring. He used to shower after sex, and now he showers during. No point patrolling him, there's no controlling him. He's a safe sex slut. He wants cool numbers and clone numbers, hot numbers and phone numbers. He wants opera buffs and serious spankers, Republicans and frightened bankers. He likes mirrors for massage. He likes oils for frottage. He's given up his fears and joined the sidewalk shoppers. He hasn't had the clap in years. He's thrown away his poppers. He wants nasty queens and nice queens, closet queens and rice queens. He wants lace panties and heavy leather. Men of all colors together.
He's a gay activist, of course. He wants the entire gay task force.
He's a safe sex slut. He's a latex nut. Ooh, he's so alluring. He used to shower after sex, and now he showers during. No point patrolling him, there's no controlling him. He's a safe sex slut. Sucking with dainty fruits, thigh fucking with muscled brutes, love making with chaps and boots, foreplay and more play until he shoots. He wants to whimper and scream, he wants to cuddle and cream, he likes lots of kinks and he doesn't want drinks, he likes lots of hugs and he doesn't want drugs. He wants cross-dressers and motorcycle racers. He wants professors. He wants chubby chasers. He wants brawny hunks. He wants scrawny punks. He wants to shack up, jerk off, work up, whack off! He's a safe sex slut. He's a latex nut. Ooh, he's so alluring. He used to shower after sex, and now he showers during. No point patrolling him, there's no controlling him. He's a safe sex slut. And with all the above, he wants to fall in love.
He's a safe sex slut.
He's a what? He's a what?
He's
Bam, 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 bam. Small cocks, big cocks, fat cocks, thin cocks, it don't matter to me. When they come inside my body, I'm in ecstasy. And whether it's one or two or three or 20, I'm sure we all agree that as long as it's safe, as long as it's safe, they all can satisfy me. Small tongues, big tongues, fat tongues, thin tongues, it don't matter to me. When I'm licked all over my body, I'm in ecstasy. And whether it's one or two or 500, I'm sure we all agree that as long as it's safe, as long as it's safe, they all can satisfy me. And if you've got the inclination, use a little imagination. There's so many things that you can do. From the tip of your toes, right up to your nose. That's a lot of flesh that you can do things to. Grease me, squeeze me, please me, tease me. Grease my thighs, rub yourself on me. There's no need for abstination. Try some mutual masturbation. As long as it's safe, you bet you'll satisfy me. Cut or uncut, hairy or bald, it don't matter to me. I can stretch to fit your size. Try me, you'll see. And even if it's a clone who discovers my erogenous zone, well, really won't matter to me. 'Cause as long as it's safe, as long as it's safe, men can satisfy me. As long as it's safe, as long as it's safe, I can satisfy you, you can satisfy me, he can satisfy you, you can satisfy him with me. It's not what you do, but the way that you do it, that's what gets results. Bum, bum.
That last one was called Nuda the Singing Condom. The artist was Alex Harding, who's written a number of hit musicals in Australia, including Only Heaven Knows. He's collected many of his songs on his own album, Just One More and Then I'll Go, released in 1996. The next act was called Rainbow Flavor, and they were kind of a homo hop supergroup that was together from around 1996 until 2001, and included the artists Dutch Boy, DJ Monkey, Rayshawn, and Tori Fix, with many others making guest appearances. Those artists have moved on, but all contribute to a loose group called the Fat Family, and Fat is spelled P-H-A-T. They've released a series of compilations with the family's artists, and this track comes from Fat Family Volume 1. From 2002, here's Rainbow Flavor with OK Playa.
But first, let's go to the phones. Hello, Polo from Alpharetta, Georgia. You're on the air.
Congratulations on your nomination for Homo Hate and Citation. Have a libation and check the trophies in the basement. Uh-oh, seems you fell through the trap door, strapped to the floor. Now you're bumming, cause Emmy coming through the back door is no metaphor. Can you stand the rain of my seed? Doing a deed like Jake Steed. At first you don't succeed. Try it again, just like an append. I'm a giant among men. Cause my battle axe cats a fat shadow like Willie Penn. Why must I be so wrong? Why must I chase the dong? Doing the nutcracker sweet, back in the Frisco fog. Feel that flex, feel that flow, it's an extension of pride. Knowledge of self-determination all the way live. And the only type of hole that needs breaking is the one that's trashing and bashing and faking. Inseminating satyr haters is my labor of love. Viral marketing hardness to wannabe homo thugs. One love.
They dissing you, player. Okay, player. They dissing you, player. They dissing you, player. Okay, player. They dissing you, player. They dissing you, player. Okay, player. They dissing you, player.
They dissing you, player. Okay, Black Adder from Brooklyn.
What is up, Rainbow Flavor? I mean, where are all the women?
Well, actually,
where are all the female MCs? You're not even trying to represent the women up in here. I just want to say that we need more female MCs up in this bitch.
Yo, super, super, super dyke, representing the women who be a clit licking nipple pinching, spick that ass. Give me the kitten, is written all over my face in the way I walk, the way I talk, the way I hold my composure. I'm a soldier, I told ya. My angles try, some of my boys abide, but not I. I like the P-U-S-S-Y. Why? Because it's like that, and that's the way it is. Family beers on some more other shit. I send out deep wishes and blow butter kisses to my sisters who be holding it down for the long run. It's all about the moon, son. I'm in it for the fun and the realness. Not equipped with a kill switch. I keep going, energizer status. Don't get mad because I let my pants sag. What I do is what I do is mine and my own. I never ask for anyone's approval because I just don't give a fuck.
They dissing you, player. Okay, player. They dissing you, player. They dissing you, player.
Okay, player.
They dissing you, player. They dissing you, player.
Okay, player.
They dissing you, player. They dissing you, player.
Kalo from Washington, D.C.
Hey, yo, I just want to say I supported Rainbow Flavor from the start, you know? And, like, I just found out Dutch Boy's got a girlfriend. What's up with that?
Aw, take a pill, Jill. Your rumor mill is fictionary. I guess you never looked up bisexual in the dictionary. Yeah, you can divide the world in two if you want to, but I'm defined by what I do, not what I don't do. True, I guess down with the other gender. That doesn't mean you couldn't pass the tender. Roll through your town like a whirlwind. Pick up a Benji boy for dinner, plus a tender for my girlfriend. So back up off of these LGBTs and baggy jeans and beaver D's or baby T's. My black book is full of mo freaks and Frankenfurter's castle. Low down, dirty rascal, Eddie Haskell. Hi, Mrs. Cleaver. May I do Wally and his hoo-hoo? But don't worry, June, I like the beavers too. I'll have home by noon and be back real soon. And when Ward's up on vacation, I'll cut the cake and lick the spoon. They dissing you, player.
Okay, player.
They dissing you, player. They dissing you, player.
Okay, player.
They dissing you, player. They dissing you, player.
Okay, player.
They dissing you, player.
They
dissing you, player.
Hey, fuck that G-Mars, bitch, dude. He's a fucking faggot ass toxic piece of shit, little veggie. Booty naked, furry faggot motherfucking gas.
I'm sorry, your time is up.
Okay, are you ready for sodomy? Songs about it, I mean. Here are four of them in a row. The oldest one of the set wasn't strictly a gay song. It was more equal opportunity. It was from the musical Hair, and this happens to be from the movie version from 1979. And is followed by I'm Not Sure You're Ready, a puppet also singing a song called Sodomy.
Around for years, thousands more than can be named are interested and real. Don't worry about hell, no harm will come to your soul when not all. Pentecostal, but everybody's got an asshole. Let me tell you about sodomy. You must think it very odd of me, but I enjoy the act of sodomy. You might call it off a part on me, but if you try to burn, you might agree that you enjoy the act of sodomy. It might just improve your sex and hard act to follow. A fact that fundamentalists find difficult to swallow. So join me as I sing of an activity that's fun. Open up your ring and try it from to bum, 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 you must think it very hard of me, that I enjoy the act of sodomy. You might call it off a god on me, but if you try it, then you might want me, that you enjoy the act of sodomy.
After the song Sodomy from Hair was another song called Sodomy, and that one was Stay With Me, sung by a fox named Sebastian, a character in a puppet movie from New Zealand released in 1989. The movie was called Meet the Feebles, which is almost a cult following. These are some very adult puppets, if you know what I mean. Okay, I promised four Sodomy songs in a row. Stick around for two more. The first is an Austin group called Girls in the Nose, with their sodomy song.
Behind closed doors on my head, protect the pleasure of me wrong. In chambers dark, I delight you. No judgment, no penalty, no pain. Behind closed doors on my head, protect the pleasure of me chambers gone, I delight you. No judgment, no penalty, no law. Oh my God, yes, it's me. Doing all kinds of sodomy. I've got holes, count them three. Some for you and some for me.
Right in and 100 years old, but the danger's not what's in our mouths. It's a mouthful of bigotry which they espouse, referring to God and the heavens above. Legislate how we make love. How can anyone disagree with the fundamental right to privacy? Something intrigues them, but I don't know what. Why else would they want to keep track of my butt? Why should anyone have a say as to whom we should and shouldn't lay? They think it's sinful, I think it sucks, having laws that tell us how we should fornicate. We got to repeal the laws that we made, cause what happened in Georgia must not happen again. So roll up your sleeves and join in the fight. We're not giving in till we've gotten our rights, cause we're being screwed all the time by laws that make our way of screwing a crime. They're calling on years of oppression and shame to justify more of the same. Only an asshole would care for what goes into our assholes and who puts it there. And only a person who's really repressed would attempt to decide, but we can turn back the tide by refusing to hide when they attempt to decide for the
The group Girls in the Nose, as far as I know, only had two releases, both on cassette tape. Following their eponymous debut album in 1990 was the follow-up in 1992 called Origin of the World, which was the source of their song, Sodomy. And bringing it home was our own Romanowski and Phillips singing the Sodomy song from their 1988 album, Emotional Roller Coaster. Now, most of the artists on this show happen to be male, and there probably is some sort of commentary on society as to the number of, let's call them, adult songs women sing. Of course, that's changed a lot in the last 10 years, but here's a song by a woman who is not afraid to speak her mind. I'm afraid I don't know anything about the artist, just the name and title. I got it off a tape from someone years ago. I don't even know the year it was released. But here's Barbara McKay singing Eyeball Chicks.
Your breath stinks, you have no wit. Hey mister, let go of my tit. You son of a bitch, you're not getting it. Cause I bought chicks, yes I do, that's where I'm at. You're soft and silky, tender and kind. They don't make me pregnant, and besides, they don't hurt my insides. Don't you know that I bought chicks? Maybe my father, maybe my mom made me into a friggin' tom. But for whatever the reasons, I thank God for the wonderful pleasure of being odd. Hey, mister, don't you agree that a she's more pleasurable than a he? So I feel robbed when I score. Go make a call, like my dad and yours, go to the store and buy themselves whores. Go begging for your tricks, cause mister, don't you know that I bought chicks, that I bought chicks, that I bought chicks.
You just heard Eyeball Chicks by Barbara McKay. And now for something completely different and very new. I just got this in the mail from Tory Fix, and it's his very political statement about gay marriage.
Motherfuck Mr. President, fuck our society and the Constitution. Baby, won't you marry me? Fuck all those politics, religious folks and hypocrites. Loving you is all I need. Baby, won't you marry me?
Oh, I'll be goddamn if I have to hesitate.
hate on saying I do, because the public won't acknowledge my love for you. Fuck them, they ain't slanging no checks from under this roof right here. You don't hear me though, I promise you to do the best I can. I'm on both knees asking you to be your man. I'm talking wedding bands, diamond rings and things that bling. A ceremony held that it won't take a long way, cause I know you get you. That ain't relative to us. We'll object to our union and invitation. No matter, as long as we got the rings and best man, true family and good friends. Oh yeah, and one more correction: you won't be my lover anymore. You'll be my motherfucking husband, a wife.
I
respect.
Know, get you.
Wanna give my life to you.
The one I wanna give my life to you.
Yeah.
So please say I do. Let me spend the rest of life.
Tori Fix, Marry Me, and the end of part 2.